This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson announced the state is suing the federal government to stop its plans to sell the National Archives building in Seattle. The government would ship off undigitized records to archive centers out of state. As Steve Jackson reports, tribal nations are among those that want the information to stay in the Pacific Northwest.
Bob Ferguson says the plan violates current law because there's an exemption for buildings like the archive being put up for sale if it's used for specific types of research. In addition, he says the federal government didn't consult with those who would be impacted by the closure. That includes 29 Native American tribes who've signed on to the suit. Fawn Sharp is the president of the Quinault Indian Nation. She says Native Americans in the Northwest are seeing a resurgence of language and culture, and the archive is a vital source for information.
And we're just getting to a point of just having a basic understanding of this rich and vast history. And if this information were to ever leave the Pacific Northwest, it would be a loss not only to tribal nations, it would be a loss to the entire Pacific Northwest. You can't even put a price tag on the value of what those archives house for tribal nations.
Ferguson says the suit seeks an injunction to stop the sale of the building. He hopes the case will receive an expedited hearing in federal court. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
Leaders in tribal communities are getting creative to encourage uptake of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The Northern Arapaho tribe has been hit hard by the pandemic, and many tribal members are eager to be vaccinated. That's according to Lisa Yawaking with the tribe's medical clinic.
However, there are some that do have questions.
She says clinic staff have been fielding those questions via social media, and they've been getting help from Arapaho ceremonial elders, like George Moss, who agreed to get the first shot and to have it broadcast live on Facebook.
This is for all my people, my Arapaho people.
To have Mr. Moss put himself first to take the vaccine, it speaks volumes.
Tribes like the Navajo Nation have had council members get vaccinated on camera. The Blackfeet Nation in Montana is using the Blackfeet language to counter misinformation and educate members about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Georgine Lewis from Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico intends to run for Congress. The five-term state Democratic lawmaker and attorney is joining the race for the anticipated opening of the first congressional district currently held by Deb Haaland. Haaland, who's a member of Laguna Pueblo, has been picked by the Biden-Harris team for Secretary of the Interior. If Haaland's confirmed, the state would call for a special election once the U.S. House vacancy occurs, with candidates nominated by major political parties in New Mexico. On her campaign website, Lewis says she's been a tireless champion for the earth, people, and future generations, and would continue the fight Haaland began. Haaland's been a strong advocate for Native American issues, environmental issues, and missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Rancher and Indigenous rights advocate Carrie Dan has died in Nevada at the age of 88, Democracy Now! Reports. Carrie and her late sister Mary long fought the federal government over land rights and environmental issues. The Western Shoshone sisters were committed to protecting their way of life and the rights of their people, fighting for land back and land restoration from poisoning. Their legal and political battles began in the 1970s, and they spent their lives advocating for Indigenous rights. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.